Chapter 14. Bezaq got off his horse and let it drink from the river. All the others in the company did the same. Hours earlier, Nath and Ben had come back to share what they had discovered. When he found out the floating city hosted dragons, his stomach had sunk into his toes.
"Do you really think it's that bad?"
Nath said, ironically, wading into the waters. He scooped up a drink.
What's a few dozen dragons, including a couple of bulls?
Bezaq slumped on the elderwood staff.
"I feel old. I should not, but I do."
He rubbed the pendant under his robes.
"You miss her, don't you?"
Nath said.
"I would, too. Well, I do. After all, I've not seen her in 20-some years."
Bryn Mawr stormed over.
"So, do we have a plan? Or do we wait to become dragon toast?"
He eyed the sky.
"I don't think it's the best idea to be in the wide open."
I don't hear anything,"
Nath said.
"Take a moment and relax, Bryn Mawr.
Do you see a barrel of ale around here?"
Nath shook his head. Ben walked over with his thumbs hitched in his belt and said,
"Do we have a plan?"
Bezaq liked to plan. He lived for it. But at the moment, he was at a loss.
"Giving it a shot,"
he said.
"We're here to find out who mines the crystal shards, and I'm not so sure angling for the floating city is the best route."
He pulled the shard out of a pocket in his robes.
"But I think a visit to the citizens of the river cities might garner some answers."
An excellent idea,"
Bryn Mawr said with a snort.
"We just waltz in there and ask them. A dragon, an elf, and a dwarf. Ha ha!"
"We have our advantages,"
Bezaq said, eyeing Bryn Mawr's chest.
No.
Bryn Mawr said.
"I'll not be drinking any more potions again. No.
Bezaq missed Gorley. The chameleon was priceless at times like this.
We can send Ben,"
Nath suggested.
"He'd fit in. And I bet he could discover a few things."
Ben shrugged.
"I can do it."
"No sense in splitting up now,"
Bryn Mawr said.
"We lose one, and we all might be lost. I'm not for it."
He turned his nose up at the sky.
"Let's just climb up there and see what we find."
"I thought you'd show a little more patience, Bryn Mawr,"
Nath said.
"We won't end this war in a day."
Maybe not, but I want to, and you should too. Time is our enemy. The deeper evil burrows, the more difficult to extract it."
"Another day won't hurt anything,"
Nath said.
"Lives are over in a second, dragon,"
Bryn Mawr said. Bezaq had never seen Bryn Mawr so impatient before. It bothered him.
"I know,"
Nath said.
"But we've made it this far being patient. That saves lives just as well."
Bryn Mawr harumphed.
"Ben,"
Bezaq said with a nod,
"I think it's time you got a closer look at the river cities."
"Agreed."
A mile upriver, farmlands and rolling terrain stretched as far as the eye could see on their side of the river. They released the horses there and waited long enough to watch them gallop out of sight. Bryn Mawr hefted the dwarf in chest on his shoulder, and Nath led the way. Bezaq had gotten used to Nath's senses. It was as if he could see and hear everything. He tripped on his robes, catching up to him.
"Nath, something disturbs me,"
Bezaq said.
"Oh, and what is that?"
"Are the senses of other dragons as keen as yours?"
Good question,"
Nath said, stepping over a fallen tree.
"And I like to think not, but I can't say for sure. Their eyes are better than those of eagles, but I don't think them so motivated to find us."
"Why not?"
Dragons don't worry about things as much as the races do. They are aloof. Not stupid, by any means. But other than a love for people's treasure, They have little care for people. Don't bother them, and they won't bother you. Unless you're a gold or ruby statue.
He sliced some branches down with his claws.
It's the soldiers we need to worry about. And those bull dragons,
Bezog said.
Are they of no concern?
Well, they're guarding the floating city for a reason. I assume your hunch about the crystals is right. And after what happened at Jordak's Pass, they'll figure we're coming this way.
He checked the sky. The floating city's tower tops hung behind the mountains, but he could see other chunks of rock that floated in the air.
And they probably have eyes everywhere.
Ben gazed upward at his side and said,
If the crystals float like that, then why don't people use them to fly like birds?
It's not a property they have,
Bezog said, sipping from his flask.
Though they are the rarest and most precious stone in Nalzambor, it's called jacksite, and what you see in the sky is where it comes from.
It looks alive,
Ben said. Bezog nodded.
Jacksite means living rock in the old tongue. The histories say that whoever controls the jacksite controls the world. So the wizards of renown built a city on top of it and guarded it closely. But not all agreed on how the rock should be used. The races from all Nalzambor came to claim it. They warred for years, and the peaceful river cities ran red with blood. The wizards of renown were wise. War prompted them to place a curse on the jacksite.
What kind of curse?
Ben asked, fingering the hilt on his sword. Bezog cracked a smile.
A powerful one that is as plain as you see. Unifying their powers, they cast a great and mighty spell that lifted the jacksite from the earth to the sky. That is what you see now. And they added another spell as well, one that made the jacksite even harder to mine than Moorite. It took a few years, but the races finally gave up after that. The jacksite had become useless.
But it seems useful now,
Nat said, climbing up a rock and lending a hand one by one to the others.
Hence the reason for this quest,
Bezog said, taking Nat's hand.
And every bit of information we can acquire from the river cities will be of great use before we venture above.
He found himself overlooking the river that flowed through the majestic river cities. Buildings of stone and wood lined the sandy edges of the river bank, clear off into the distance. The wharfs were busy with people who looked as small as insects, they were so far away, loading and unloading cargo. Mostly from small craft and barges, but a few big suppliers dipped great oars in the water.
Seems like a nice place to live,
Ben said, starting down the other side of the rock.
I'm ready to go.
Wait, Ben,
Bezog said. Ben clambered back up the rock with a groan.
Time's wasting.
Bezog gestured to the dwarven chest on Brenwar's shoulder.
May I?
Brenwar set it down with a grunt and opened it up. The vials of potions popped up in rows. In the bottom of the chest was an assortment of other things. Clothing, pendants, rings, scrolls, and many other baubles and trinkets.
How can so many things be inside a chest that is so small?
Ben asked.
Magic,
Nath said, patting his shoulder. Inside, Bezog found a small jar of dark green ointment. He pulled the lid off and dipped his fingers inside it.
Come, Ben,
he said, holding his fingers out.
What are you doing with that?
Ben said, frowning. Bezog rubbed it on Ben's cheeks and muttered some mystic words. Ben's face shone brightly, then dulled.
Is that it?
The warrior said. Bezog capped the jar and set it back in the chest.
That's it.
What does it do?
It's Adorak's aversion bomb. It will keep the soldiers from pressing you.
Does it make me ugly?
You're already ugly,
Brenwar said. Nath laughed.
You're fine, Ben,
Nath said, staring at him.
Just different. The bomb works well.
Bezog nodded. Ben's visage had gone from something strong to something forgettable.
You should go,
the part elven wizard said.
Agreed.
Nath and Brenwar said.
But...
Ben said, but Nath was already shoving him along.
Find the Water Dog Inn,
Bezog said.
And don't ask too many questions.
Be back by dawn,
Nath said, waving him onward.
Now, hurry on.
Ben looked back over his shoulder a couple of times, then disappeared into the woods.
That was strange,
Nath said.
But really effective. And he's going to need it.
Why do you say that?
Brenwar said.
Because those little people in the cities you can't see,
Nath said, pointing down the river.
Most of them aren't citizens. Those are Barnabas soldiers.
Are there many orcs?
Bezog said.
Some. Why?
Well, let's just hope he doesn't cross too many of them. They aren't often disturbed by uncomely anything.
He shrugged and glanced down the path Ben took.
Should I go after him?
Nat said.
I'm sure it will be all right. Ben is a cautious man.